Hi, my name is Daniel Garber, and I review movies each Friday morning for CulturalMining.com and Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM. Watching a movie is sort of like going on a trip, a quest, a journey, a mission. They can show you a world you might never have the chance to see at such an intimate level. So today I'm taking you on a trek through the woods in the Ozark Mountains, then down a steep hill, and then back up again. The hill I'm referring to here is Jonah Hill. First, Winter's Bone, directed by Deborah Granick. Ree, played by Jennifer Lawrence, is a 17-year-old girl who lives in dirt-poor rural Missouri in the Ozarks with her silent mother and two little kids. Her father is nowhere to be seen. Ree is educating the kids on living with zero income, the correct way to shoot a rifle, how to skin a squirrel and pull its guts out, how to make deer stew. She stops by the high school, pondering whether to sit in on the child-rearing class or maybe she should join the military marchers, parading in step with their rifles. In the old comics, Barney Google and Snuffy Smith lived up in the hills and used hidden stills to make moonshine whiskey and keep it from the revenuers, the tax collectors. Nowadays, they're more likely to run a lab where they cook up crank, crystal meth, the current drug of choice out there. So Ree's not surprised one day when the sheriff comes by. Her dad, Jessup, is missing, awaiting trial. He's out on a bail bond. None of this is news, but here's the kicker. He put the house up as collateral for the bond, and if he doesn't show up for trial, they seize the house and kick out the family. So Ree has to find him and bring him back in. Ree's a dolly, bred and buttered, she says. The Dollies aren't the nicest family in these parts, but they're her kin, and she has no one else to turn to. So she starts out on a long, scary, complicated journey from relative to relative, trying to find out what happened to him so she can save her home and family. There's some strange secrets and creepy, dangerous family members. You have to expect a Picton pig farmer peeking out of a barn. And no one is telling her what she wants to know, but Ree knows something real wrong is going on. Winter's Bone is an excellent, compelling mystery drama, nicely made on location in the Ozarks with an unknown cast. If you like the great movie Frozen River 2 years ago, you'll love Winter's Bone. Another movie with a simple journey plot is Get 'Em to the Greek, directed by Nicholas Stoller. But I can't think of a movie more different. Aaron Green, Jonah Hill, is a low-level record label executive who lives in L.A. with his girlfriend, an overworked med school grad. He works with stupid toadies promoting awful music, but he gets his first big break, a chance to accompany his childhood hero, the faded rock star Aldous Snow, played by Russell Brand, from London, to appear at the Greek Theater for his big comeback. Aldous Snow has been on a decade-long bender, existing solely on drugs and alcohol since the colossal failure of his single African Child. Aaron's the straight guy. He has to get Aldous to L.A. on time, at all costs. He quickly finds himself as a personal assistant immersed in an insane world of excess. Groupies, self-centered musicians, hotel room trashing, guitar smashing, and previously unheard of drug varieties. He's forced to endure unknown levels of humiliation, degradation, pain, and suffering just to get him to the theater on time. Well, the movie's kind of funny, but not that funny. Some of the jokes are drawn out way past their expiry dates. Aaron has to consume all the available drugs and alcohol to keep Aldous sober for his TV performance. I get it, that's funny, but did he have to wear his vomit on his lapel like a corsage for all the scenes that followed? It's kind of disgusting, like a lot of this movie. I guess the movie's playing on the absolute vapidity and vacuousness of the mainstream commercial music scene, but the movie itself was pretty vapid and excessive too. Russell Brand's a sharp British comic. His character's good, and Jonah Hill's not bad either. They keep the weak laughs coming, but it's hard to have any sympathy or affection for either one of them. Aside from some very clever lines, like Aaron tells his girlfriend, "You're blackmailing me with your genitals," and he says to the boss, "I don't think you're a house N-word." But aside from these lines and a few good scenes, there's not much there. Get 'Em to the Greek is not a bad comedy, but not a very good one either. Save it for the next time you're on an airplane. There are some better things to see on the ground. A much better, funnier, and more interesting comedy is Cyrus, written and directed by Jay and Mark Duplass. John, played by John C. Reilly, has been on a lonely, depressed tailspin since his ex-wife Jamie, played by Catherine Keener, dumped him 7 years before. But now she's about to get remarried and she wants him to snap out of it to live his life. So she takes him to a cocktail party where he starts to guzzle glasses of vodka and Red Bull. He strikes out with a bunch of women he tries to meet using the worst conceivable pickup lines and finally does meet someone, Molly, played by Marissa Tomei, while he's taking a leak into a potted palm tree. After an impromptu karaoke session to the Human League, they really hit it off, so things are looking up. But Molly is hiding something. He's been single for 7 years, but she's been single for 22 years. She spends all her time with her son, Cyrus. They have a special, intimate relationship. She's homeschooled him since birth, and to say they're close is an understatement. They do everything together, no secrets. It's approaching Oedipal proportions. And her son? No, he's not a child. Or an adolescent. He's an adult now, but he still lives at home. It's Jonah Hill, this time as a rather creepy demon seed. He wears shirts buttoned up to the neck and doesn't know how to talk with outsiders. So when John moves in with her, he's on thin ice, with both of them competing for Molly's precious attention. There's a hilarious scene when the two men start to talk to each other and Cyrus does a musical performance on his Mac. Lots of awkward scenes follow, and then they find themselves as passive-aggressive enemies. Cyrus is devious and manipulative, but so is John. It's psychological war, one that has to be hidden from Molly's eyes until it finally explodes into a big confrontation. Cyrus is a clever, funny, and very uncomfortable movie with lots of improvisation by the small cast. The Duplass brothers take the simple, run-of-the-mill, high-concept premise, new boyfriend moves in with girlfriend and her adult son, and makes it into an unusual, inventive movie. My only criticism is the way the movie looks. They tend to use that annoying type of filming. I'd call it paparazzo style, so jiggly handheld camera that zooms right in on a character and then zooms in even closer. Extreme close-ups. The stuff you see on cheap-ass reality shows or gossip shows, it makes it look like the cameraman is catching a character when they don't know they're being filmed. But Cyrus is a movie, and it's distracting and irritating. It might work watching YouTube on an iPad, but on a movie screen, it's just too big for that. But that's a very small criticism about a very funny, very clever, adult, dark comedy with great improvisational acting on all the parts. So I recommend this one. Just to review, today I talked about Winter's Bone, opening today, Get Him to the Greek, now playing, and Cyrus, opening next weekend. Also opening today is Holy Rollers, the unusual movie I reviewed last week, the true story of an ecstasy-smuggling ring that used naive young Hasidic men as their drug mules. And you may be able to catch some of the music-related movies playing this weekend only as part of the North by Northeast Festival on right now. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies every Friday morning on Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.